My view is very, very clear on this, that the system of education in Africa is definitely extremely lacking in terms of keeping pace with the technological advancement at a local level in this country and at a global level. You know, there are very, very serious systemic problems in our education system that mitigates against the majority of our learners being prepared to meet the technological challenges that is offered in terms of the new world order and in terms of the new society that we're trying to build. We know that for a fact, that the system is definitely not addressing the problems. We know for a fact that the people that is in charge of the system at TBE level or at the Western Cape Education Department level are not equipped to advance the particular improvement in the education of our children, because there are extreme systemic problems with regard to our education system that we provide. We know that the government is trying so many initiatives through the sector education and training authorities, with the CETA. We know they are trying to ensure that there is enough working integrated learning partnerships with companies, etc., etc. But how can you achieve the particular results in ensuring that our children are ready for the new technological era or the new particular work situation demanded, when we know that we have extremely serious numeracy and literacy problems at primary schools already, and there is no serious attempt to address these particular systemic problems that exist in our children, for example, a shortage of resources and overloaded classes, absolute lack of facilities at schools and things like that. So it just simply does not. I'm trying to summarize my thoughts and to get as many ideas across to support what you are saying, because I heard what you said, that the system is simply not addressing the needs of our particular country. Mm. Our curriculum is so outdated. If somebody must seriously reflect on our curriculum that our children are following, then you can see it is extremely outdated. And it's not keeping touch with modern technological methods to ensure that our children are capable of challenging the evolving technological landscape. So therefore, these inequalities, these particular lack of resources, these particular systemic curriculum that they're rolling out in our schools, sadly so. I mean, you must really be living in cuckoo land if you go and visit the schools in the townships, real schools. Go and really visit and see what is happening at the grassroots levels of our schools. And then you will say, yo, this is what's happening at our schools. Is our schooling systems are simply nurseries and creches to keep children off the streets, because the quality and the particular relevancy of the education that is delivered at schools is sickening if you go there. Yes, our matric results may look good, and that is another story to be debated in terms of how many children enter the school system in grade one, and how many children has left the system in grade 10. So everything is just simply politicized. Everything in the education system is just to give us a particular false sense that we're doing very, very well. Principals are enjoying their moments in terms of saying that I've got 100% pass rate and things like that. But please, man, go out and see how many of those children are work ready. Go out and see how many children of those are avid the literacy and numeracy. If you go to institutions of state and you see those children that are employed, you know, the literacy and numeracy is absolutely disgusting. It's embarrassing. So there is something very seriously wrong, and if we don't admit that, then we are definitely not living in, we are living in Kukuland. I believe seriously there is a serious need for the government has lately implemented, and that is a national debate, a national conference for all educators to come together and really look at the education system, because that never really happens. Somebody somewhere has developed the education system and they're modifying every time, but there is no real improvement in terms of meeting the technological advances in our particular society. Seriously. And the unemployment rate of students leaving matric, nobody is really understanding why. Because there is no industrialization taking, little industrialization taking, and there's little training, serious training in education taking place to meet those particular. So we are definitely need a hell of a lot of curriculum reform. There's no question about it. And we definitely need to understand as an African education system is a very complex issue. Yeah. And we have committed very serious problems since 1994, and we are not sitting down and calling for a national debate, and let's look at it. Let's seriously look at it. No, not everybody is just glorifying on their own particular achievements, their own particular statistics that they need to deliver to ensure that education looks good and things like that. But come on, man, we cannot be so naive to think that our education system is meeting the needs of our children, and at the same time meeting the needs of industrialization that is taking place in this country.
Yeah.
We have a very serious problem.
Yeah.
Very good.
I'm wondering then, sort of fundamentally, something needs to shift, as you've mentioned. And I'm wondering, what's the starting point for that fundamental change or that systemic change that needs to come in order for us to be able to turn around the situation and somehow find our way out of this, I guess, quagmire of, the circumstance that we find ourselves in.
You see, brother, the government of late had this particular national dialogue, right? And that is what needs to be, that is what education needs. Education determines the entire particular relevance of your country in terms of meeting the needs of your country. You need a isolated, dedicated national dialogue of serious educators, not necessarily people in government. You need a very serious dialogue to address what you just indicated earlier. Unless we come to that particular point, we aren't, and we do not leave it to anybody to sort of address the problem, but we engage the whole nation in a national dialogue specifically around our issues in education and what is needed to develop a new educational system that will address the particular systemic problems that users refer to in terms of lack of resources, lack of facilities, lack of numeracy, lack of literacy. I mean, if you go to grade 3 level, we'll have these systemic tests to test whether at different particular levels, you will see that the situation is extremely bad, and they still do that. So for me, a national dialogue is the only way. But do not give it to a particular NGO, do not give it to a particular government department to do it. You can see the political ministers that we appoint are totally incompetent in looking at the problem. Something is wrong at the DVE level where they are not sitting down and saying what it must be done to address the serious educational challenges of this particular country and to make our particular education system, curriculum, more relevant. Mm. A national dialogue is the only way, in my opinion.
Now, that's a really fascinating take, Mr. Hendrik, and I think certainly a good start for us to continue the conversation with that particular context that you've set out for us. So, shukran so much for your time and your insight this morning.